Blog Talk Radio.
Power. I need Yeah. Turn its back on God, but there's a people who are crying out and saying,
all I want.
I'm not after the blessings, I'm not after the things, I'm after the presence of God. All I want. Because when you get God, you get everything else that you need. All I want is you, Lord. You can seek after things but miss God. But if you seek after God, the things will come. All I want. Again, we say,
when all you have
got your hand. You don't have to say a word. Come on, you're close to him now. Come on, say, you don't have to say a word. Cause he knows what you need.
Through any kind of problem, all you have to do is just call on him, and he's right there. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Ghost. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We're blessed to have you join us this morning. Please join me as we go into prayers. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, O God. We magnify your name. We glorify you, for your name is worthy of praise and glory and honor. There is no one like you. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the bright and morning star. We bless your holy name. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, that you are faithful, you're loving, you're kind. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. So, Father, we come to you for the light throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of things that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Be merciful unto us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus, O God. Oh, the blood that gave us strength from day to day. Thank you for the precious blood, O God. In the name of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus Christ, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sanctification in the blood. Redemption in the blood. Healing in the blood. Deliverance in the blood. Restoration in the blood. We thank you for the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. We pray, Lord, that you send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us even as we pray, O God. Let your holy angels assist us and minister to us, O God. Father God, strengthen us, O God. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness, O God. We breathe on us, O God. Breathe on us, O God. Ah, strengthen us, O God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, Father, we bless you and we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Adore you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Father God, as I bring this word forth this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. All of you, Jesus, and none of me, I hide behind the cross. I pray this word encourage someone this morning. Oh, Father God, edify their spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the word coming forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. From the word moving from the locust word into the rhema word, Holy Spirit, breathe upon the word in the name of Jesus. Let me not speak in human wisdom, but the wisdom that comes from Almighty God, O Father God. Anoint my tongue, O God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint my thoughts, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the mind of Christ be in me. Let me speak in my words of divine wisdom in the name of Jesus. And I pray for revelation and understanding. As the word comes forth in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go back to Genesis 26. We've been doing Genesis 26. Hallelujah. And we yesterday we talked about the whales being stopped off, hallelujah, and how, and Isaac was digging, and two whales were all stopped up by the Philistines, Isaac and Sitna. And then he went to the next whale, where Rehoboam, and I told you, and let's look at Genesis 26, 22. And he removed from thence and digged another well, for that day strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboam. But he said, for now the Lord has made room for us. We shall be fruitful in the land. The Lord has made room for us. We shall be fruitful in the land. There's no quarrel, no argument. They shall be fruitful in the land. So that is Rehoboam. And then I told you, sometimes you just don't get discouraged when you go to Isaac, the argument, Satan, the argument, but God has a plan for you. And Isaac tapped into that plan when he came to Rehoboam. Then he didn't just stay there. When he came to Rehoboam, he dug the well. Then he went from there, verse 23, and he went up from thence to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am, you see, but I like for you to know that God is loyal. He came to him in the beginning of the famine. He blessed him while he was in the famine. When Isaac sold in the famine, God blessed him. God increased him. God did everything. Even when God was, you know, God is loyal. God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. You see how he's walking. Just look at, take your time when you have that time. And read Genesis 26. You will see the word, how loyal that God is. God is faithful. God will not bring you, for those of you who are trusting in God, God will never bring you this far and just leave you. When he said, I will be with you, you got to trust him. The Bible says without faith is impossible to please God. You gotta trust him. He's already assured you. Who am I speaking to this morning? Who is Genesis 26 for this morning? Hallelujah. There's famine in the land. He said, do not go. I will, just like I promised your ancestors, I will do for you. Do that. I mean, and God is there. He never leaves Isaac. You see, when God is for you, who can be against you? When he went to look, he dug the first, he said, you put Isaac out in the valley of Jerah because God had been blessing him too much. And so let's go for 23, and I'm not going to keep you. And he went up from thence to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee. After everything, he comes in 24. And he said, fear not. He comes to reassure who God is speaking to this morning. Fear not. Whatever challenges you have to face, God always been there for you. Fear not, he said to you, I am with thee. I will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. You see that? I will bless thee. Not for, you see, it's like, look, I made a covenant with Abraham. Not even for what you do, Isaac. I will bless you because of the covenant promise that I made to your father Abraham. God appeared unto him after he went into Beersheba. After God had made room for him in Rehoboam, he went to Beersheba. And after God had spoken to him there, a meeting place in the presence of the Lord, he built an altar there. You see, when every time God meets with you, he built an altar. It's an altar. It's a meeting place where you meet with the Father in heaven through Christ Jesus. An altar is eyes. After God spoke to him, he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord and pitched his step there. And there, Isaac's servants digged a well. Right in Beersheba, they digged a well. He went to the altar, and Isaac, he pitched his tent there. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahuzo, one of his friends, and Thiscol, the chief captain of his army. Remember, Abimelech has put him out. And now Isaac is doing well. Let's read it. And Isaac said unto him, where come ye to me, seeing you hate me and have sent me away? And they said, we saw certainly. Oh, my God, who am I speaking with? People hate us because God is with you. People hate us because you have the favor of God. People hate us because you walk in the obedience of God and God blesses you. He said, we saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. And we said, let there be not an oath. Betwixt us and thee. And let us make a covenant. You know why? Because, praise God. Abimelech now want to make a covenant with Isaac, he was a captain to that blessing. You see, the blessings that's coming, that the blessings that Isaac is blessed. He said, no, I can't make fuss with this man. This man, God is with him. I got to tap him. If I try to fight him, I will lose because God has is upon him. Look, let me tap into this blessing. Hallelujah. So I'm going to make peace. Because I sent him out of this land and he left, and now I'm going to make peace. So Isaac, Abimelech went to make peace. And he said, we said this so that the Lord will let us make a covenant with thee, 28, that thou will do us no harm, as we have not touched thee, as we have not have done unto nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord. They want to make peace. You know, there's something, I want to look, we know God with you. That's why we didn't first, we send you away in peace. Because we knew that you are blessed of the Lord. He made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up betimes in the morning and swear to one another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servant came and told him concerning the well which they had dug, and said unto him, we have found water. You remember they were in Hebrew, Rehoboth. Now when Isaac went to Beersheba, that's when he had an encounter that God reassured him of the promises. And the Bible said that Isaac's servant dug the well. Now listen to this. Then they said the same, and in the past, the same day, this is another well, that Isaac servant came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, we have found water. Hallelujah. You see what Isaac did? You see the peace? Isaac didn't, he was a peaceful person. He received, and he got into covenant to what the king of Abimelech will receive from Isaac, because the king of Philistines, because he knows that Isaac is blessed. Hallelujah. God is peaceful. And he said, we have four water, and he called it Sheba. Therefore, the name of the city is Bathsheba unto this day. Hallelujah. You see the blessings just coming. Hallelujah. As you are faithful and obedient to the Lord and walk in his ways and not your ways, to even try to use human reasoning, but think like Christ would think. Hallelujah. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Hallelujah. God made room for you in Rehoboth. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I'll ask Reverend Boyd to just close for us in the name of Jesus. If you have time, just read those scriptures, Genesis 26, the whole chapter. Let it minister to you and be personalized in your walk with Christ. In the name of Jesus, we bless the Lord. We praise him. We worship him. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romo Sotorieko. In the name of Jesus.
Father God, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for the continuance. We thank you, Lord, that wherever we ended on yesterday, you bring new beginnings, you bring resuscitation, you bring renewal every morning. Oh, Father God, help us that our hearts may continue to desire more and more, Lord, that we can move away from the I, me, and mine and trust in you. For you are our keeper. You are our provider. You make provisions when we can't even fathom which way to turn in our turmoils, in our situations of distress and moments of agony. Teach us, O Lord. Help us to desire you more, to open our hearts more, to love others more. For the greatest commandment is to love thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, and thy might. As we appreciate you more, Lord, so shall we come to love thy neighbors, love thy brothers, love thy sisters. We thank you, Father, for just giving us the seeds that you have implanted within us. Seeds that if we allow to grow and to be watered by you, we can be better people, better children, better fathers, better mothers, better grandmothers, better friends. So we thank you for the word this morning. We thank you for the upliftment. We thank you for more truths that is planted this morning in our minds to make us want to achieve more through you, Lord. So, Father God, as we disembark from the prayer line this morning, we just ask you for mercy in all that we do and all that we think and in all that we've done and continue to do that is not of you. We ask you, Father, to cover us with your grace. Wrap us in your grace, Lord, that all the things that we do that is not of you and things that we continue to do, Lord, that we shouldn't do, wrap us in your grace. Cover us, Lord, because as we continue to desire more, we will be true. We will be faithful. We will be obedient. We will come with humility. But we thank you, Father, that you are a forgiving Father. You are a Father that is so transparent that there's nothing but truth that we can see. Bless us, Lord, as we are here this morning, the heads of our family, let the blessings transcend to the seeds of our seeds of our seeds. And we are covered in the name of Jesus. Cover us, O Lord. Hear our cry this morning. We thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Let us say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. In the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Have a wonderful and a wonderful blessed day, my sisters and brothers in Christ. May the presence of the Lord be with you all day. May he perfect all that concerns you and release the blessings of the womb of the morning into your day, guide and protect you from every form of evil and darkness. Oh, release the blood of Jesus upon you right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless.